Sagt der Heilige Mishnah, Klau amru biyavama, kol shi isur erva, no chaletet alo mityavama. It's a general rule that we apply to cases of yavama. It's a kol shi isura. Wherever the isura that's involved in a yivam is a question of an isur erva, which means an actual isur karet that's involved in it. So then there's no chalitza and there's no yivam, not for her, not for the tzora. It's a complete tour. But where the issue is in Isur Mitzvah and Isur Kedusha, which we are going to explain momentarily, in that case, Choletzet V'lo Mityabemet. So there, although we cannot do Yibon, but we do Chalitza. Furthermore, Achotah Shehiyah Vimta. Now this is a little bit confusing, and the Gemara is going to end up saying that it means as follows. Despite the fact then until now we've been saying that an Isser Erva is what prevents you from falling to Yibum. Basically, there are times where an Isser Erva is the only reason that you do fall to Yibum. And that would be in a case where, as we've had many times before, Achota Shehiyah Vimta, if you have two women that are sisters, and they fall together to Yibum, so normally you cannot be miyavim either of them because of the fact that they are achot zkukato. But suppose one of those women is in fact one of these arayot, kol shehi isra isur erva, so then her sister, who is also her sister-in-law, choletzet o mityabemet, because since the erva now is not going to fall to Yibum, so there's no achot zkukato, because the erva is out of the picture. All that's left is the other one. And here's an interesting case in which the existence of an erva, another erva, in other words, there's some other erva on the brother, let's see, it's also his daughter. Well, can't because we achotah, his mother-in-law. So then it would be, in that case, he could do choletzet or mityabemet to the one who isn't an erva. Because there's no problem of litzor. There's no achot zkukato. Two brothers and two sisters, right. Both of whom died. So there, the other one, who is not the Erva, gets Chalitza or Yibum. What do we mean when we say the word Isur Mitzvah? And Isur Mitzvah means a Shniya Midivrei Sofrim. We know that the Divrei Sofrim, Rabbanon, extended the Arayot. So in a case where one generation is prohibited, the Rabbanon extended it one step further. Those are called shniyot, secondary arayot. They're only usher midrabanan. However, because they are usher, we don't allow yibum. Obviously, we still need chalitza. There's no way the rabanan can get you out of doing chalitza. But they prevent you from doing yibum because of that isser. And what is called an isser kedusha? We'll see why we call it an isser mitzvah later. What is called an isser kedusha? Almanala kohen gadol. Cases where there is an Isur Lav, but not an Isur Karet. So let's say, a Kohen Gadol cannot marry an Almana. A Kohen Hedyot cannot marry a Grusha, actually a Chalutz is at the Rabbanon, as we'll see. But we always put them together as if they're the same thing. And, as far as the Yisrael is concerned, a Mamzeret, which is Asur Belav, or a Nisina, which is the group that pretended to be Jewish at the time of Yahushua, and they were given over to be the Nitinim. They were handed over to be the Shoah Mayim and so on. There's a long discussion, which is not right for now, about what the level of that Isser is. Is it really an Isser D'Oraisa, or are we just putting it together with Mamzeret because of the Isser D'Rabbana? But in any event, those cases for Yisrael, or vice versa, a Bat Yisrael who would be falling now to a Nitin or a Mamzer, so the brother is a mamzer, so we can't have Yibum in that case, but we still are chayav to do chalitza because this is not an Isser Erva. Now, the klal that you said over here, klal amru biyavama, we know that when you say the word klal, it's usually coming to expand what you normally would have thought the dinim were comprised of. What exactly is this klal coming to include in Isser Erva? From Bar Papa, I'll tell you what it's coming to include. It's coming to include Sarat Ailanit Kir Ravasi. Since, according to Ravasi, if a Yavama is an Ailanit, she doesn't fall to Yibum because she can't have children. She can't have children. We cannot be mekayim the mitzvah and the Torah, which is vayabachar asher teleit. And therefore, she remains what? Yisur eshet ach. Shelo b'makom mitzvah. So because of that, she's now included in this klal, kol shehi asura yisur erva, yisura yisur erva, lo choletzet v'lo mityabemet. She is yisur erva. And therefore, in this case, she too would be lo choletzet v'lo mityabemet. Now there's an ikari amre who says just the opposite. The thing to stress over here is kol shehi isura yisur erva. It's just the opposite. What we're looking for over here is defining the source of the problem. If that which causes the source of the problem is the Isur Ervana, that's certainly not the case here, because an Eshet Ach is not normally the source of the problem in Yibam, it's the solution. But in this case, it's the Ilonit that is causing the problem, which is Gorem, secondarily, that there ends up being an Isur Ervana. But if I phrase the Kalal in this way, then I'm telling you, look at a woman who's got a problem of Erva and only Erva, which therefore the Kalal would be coming to say, but not cases like an island. So then it would be actually that Hallo Yisra Yisra Erva, the important part of the Kalal would be its implications. That in a case where the woman is not fundamentally a problem to Yibam because of Yisra Erva, and obviously Eshasach is not fundamentally a problem to Yibam, so over there, Tzarata, Lo Asira. Why? Because she is Bichlal not included in all parts of Yibam, and therefore the Tzarat Erva would be Muteret, the Mu'ute Mai, coming to exclude Isur, which Isur? The Mu'ute says Ra from the Mu'ute Tzarat Islandis, and therefore the Mishnah would be Bedavka, the Lokaribas. It all points to the Klal would be to tell me, don't think that in the list of Isur Erva, you should include the irony. Then we said Akotashi Yivimta. Now the placement of that Akotashi Yivimta is a little bit misleading. Because, I mean, it sounds like we listed Koshi Yisura Yisur Erva, and then we listed Yisur Mitzvah, Yisur Kedusha, and then apparently, I mean, it sounded like we were going back on all of the above, that Akotashi Yivimta Choletzet O Mityademet. Es Vimar Akotah Deman. Whose sister? Well, we're saying the sister of what? Of the Arias? Or of the Yisra Mitzvah, the Rabbanan? That doesn't make any sense. I mean, how could it be the Achotah Deman? What? Of the Yisra Mitzvah? Given the Midiorayta Ramya Kameh, what? Is there a Chiyav of Yibum in that case? Absolutely. And if that's the case, so then what are we going to say? That Achotah Sheyivimta? No. Because the two sisters that fall in such a case are both actually Chayavot and Yibum, except that the Rabbanan prevent you from consummating the Yibum. But you're still going to have to worry about Achot Zekukato. Because they are really, Midiorites are both Zekukot, correct? So if they're both Zekukot, there's no way that we can pater one of them and allow you to do Yibum just because one of them happens to be an Issa Rabbanan, or one of them happens to be an Issa Lav, and Issa Lav doesn't remove the Chiyav of Yibum. And therefore, the only case that these last words could be referring to is Achotah Sheyivimta, meaning Achotah of an Isur Erva Sheyivimta. In that particular case, where there's an Isur Karet that prevents one of the two sisters from falling to Yibum, so in that case, the brother that survives doesn't have a problem with Achot Zekukato, because there's Shizat Zekukato, she's an Erva, and she's Chayav Karet, she's out of the picture completely. But it certainly can't be referring to an Isur Lav, or certainly not, to an Issa Drabbanan. Says the Mishnah, Isur Mitzvah means what? Shniot. Why would we call Shniot an Isur Mitzvah? Amar Abaye, because the source of the Isur is actually not an Isur. The source of the Isur is a Mitzvah, namely, Mitzvah Lishma Divrei Chachamim. We are Mitzvim to listen to what the Chachamim are geyzer. So therefore, we call it the Isser that mitzvah creates. And the Isser, Kedusha, we're saying in the Mishnah, Zalman al-Kohen Gadol, Grusha v'chalitza al-Kohen Hedyot, why did we call it an Isser Kedusha? Because, Dechtiv Kedoshim Yihiyu la'Elohim. Since at the end of Vayikra, we talk about now the Kedusha over here, introducing the kahuna, so kadosh b'yul Elohim v'lo yechalalu shem Elohim, and so on and so forth. If that's the case, it means any issue that the Torah now raises that is special for kohanim is because of the very important function of the kohanim for kedusha. Lechem Elohim himakrivim v'hayu kodesh. That kodesh prevents them from marrying a grusha, a chalutza, a zayna, and Amon Elokein Gadol, and so on. It's all called, basically, especially Sir Kedusha, which is why we call it that.
We're going to get to that.
Done. Rabbi Yehuda Machliv. Rabbi Yehuda actually changes this, and he says it's the opposite. It's a mitzvah. Is Alman of the Kohen Gadol, Grusha v'Chalutza of the Kohen Hetzer. You know why we call it an Isser Mitzvah? Because when you get to the end of the Sugya Bichlal, after the new bris in Vayikra, it says, Eila ha-mitzvot asher tiva Hashem et Moshe el b'nei Yisrael b'har Sinai. So those new special mitzvahs that are introduced in Vayikra, which is Torah Kohanim, the special mitzvahs are called Eila ha-mitzvot, which means that we will now refer to the inyanim of the kuhuna as Isser Mitzvah, not as Isser Kedusha. And, okay, so he reverses it. Whereas Isser Kedusha means the Shniot Midevrei Sofrim. So why do we call it Isser Kedusha? Rabbi, I guess he calls it Isser Kedusha because Kol HaMekayim Divrei Chachamim Nikra Kadosh. Somebody who keeps the mitzvahs of the Rabbanan is called a Kadosh. Amalei Rava, what? And if you don't keep the mitzvah Rabbanan, then the problem is you're not Kaddish? That's the problem. You're good for nothing is the problem. But Russia Nami Lo Mikra, I understand. How are we're contrasting the Kaddish to the Russia? That's crazy. I mean, it would be Kaddish to the low Kaddish. So how could that be the reason? Elo Amar Rava, because the whole point of the Rabbanan is Kaddish Atzbacha B'Mutala. You have something which b'di rice is mutter. When the Rabbanan extend this and they make a takana, it's in order that you shouldn't fall into being over on the d'oraisa. But that idea of making yourself specially mufresh from things that are mutter is called kedusha, always. So wherever you have prisham in arayas, it's called kedusha, as Rashi says, in the beginning of kedushim tiyu. Therefore, says Rabbi Yehuda, makes sense to call it in the Mishnah, an Isser Kedusha.
But it's
the Rabbanan are being Kaddish at Krabba Matula. That's the point of the Rabbanan. The Torah said it's Mutter, and they said, no, we all have to be Makaddish ourselves. So an Isser Rabbanan is called a Kedusha. Amon Elokein Gadol. Kapasik Vitani. Now, you say an Amon Elokein Gadol is a problem if she falls to Yibum. And therefore, we cannot be Miyabim, or we can only be Chaylitzer. I'm a little bit confused about this. I thought we said Esedokhalot Esed. What happened to the good old Esedokhalot Esed? I mean, I understand that in the cases where you have an Isur Karei, so we had all those Limudim, whatever, that we didn't need the Limud, or we had Allah, which refers to the Arayas Dabka, anything similar to Akotisha. How the heck did we find a post to tell us not to do Yibum for an Almanah to a Kohen Gadol? Now, look, one of the cases of Almanah to a Kohen Gadol actually has an additional complication, because there's two Isurim for an Almanah to a Kohen Gadol. First of all, she's an Almanah. But secondly, she's not a Bitulah. Normally, she's an Almanah. She's not a Bitulah. So then he's going to be over on the mitzvah saseh of the who is Bitulah b'amavikah, right? So, is therefore, now I understand, okay, in the case where she was an almana after having had her original marriage was consummated with her first husband, who his brother is obviously not a Kohen Gadol, he's just a regular Kohen, no problem. He marries this woman. He dies. Usually when he dies, she becomes an almana. Now she's falling to Yibum. So if he had consummated the marriage, there's two issues. First of all, he's not allowed to marry an almana, which by definition of Yibum she is. But secondly, she's also not a bitulah. So if she's not a bitulah, so therefore there's an Isra say also, okay, obviously an asay cannot be docha both another asay and a lotas, it wouldn't make sense. That I understand that case. But how about in a case where the almana falls after kiddushin without consummation? There was no nisuin. How about that case? So over there you only have a lotas. You don't have, she is a virgin, so he's going to be mekayim the mitzvah. Isha b'tulei ayikach. So therefore, what would be the case there? And you went ahead, kaposik patani. You just said almana l'kohen gadol without describing any difference. I mean, lo shaman and asurin, lo shaman erisin. You said any case, an almana falls to a kohen gadol, whether it falls from a brother to whom she had already been under the chuppah, or she falls from a brother for whom he had only been ma'ariser. So abishalimana nisuin, okay, I understand the case, which is the normal case where she falls from an Asurin. So there you have two separate things. You have the Asay, Yisha B'Ptole Yitach, and you have the Lotase of the Almana. The Ein Asay, the Essay of Yibum, will not be Docha both the Lotase of the Almana and the Asay of Yisha B'Ptole Yitach. But how about in a case where she's falling from Erisin? If she's falling from Erisin, there is no mitzvah that is going to be over for who Isha B'Ptolei Ayikach, because she is Isha B'Ptolei. So therefore, all you're left with is the Lotaser, that he's not allowed to marry an Almana. No. So then if that's the case, why don't we say that we have an Essay, Yavo Essay, V'Yitcha Lotaser? The mitzvah of Yibum should now be Docher Lotaser of the Isser of Lekichas Almana. I don't understand that. I mean, it was the whole beginning of the Masechta. We were like the whole time wondering about this Ptur from Erva. So it's because of Kare, or because of Aleha, or because of Rebbe's Drasha, but nothing covers this case where it's only a regular law. Omer of Gidol Amarav, well, I'll tell you. Omer Kra, look at this very strange passage. V'im lo yachpotza'ish. Lakachat et yivimto. If the man doesn't want to take his almana, what should it say? The altaha sha'ara. So then that yivama should go up to the shar beitin, and she should say that my yavam doesn't want to be miyabin. Instead, what does it say? Lo yakpotza ish lakachat et yivimto ve alta yivimto. What's wrong with the pronoun? Why does it have to repeat ve alta yivimto? Unless it's coming to tell us a very important thing, namely, that there are times where you have a Yevama who can only go to Yivim, to Chalitza. So Yeshlecha Yevama, there is a special case of a Yevama Acheret. The normal Yevama is, he doesn't want me, that she'll go to Chalitza. But there's also Yivim Toh is a different kind of Yevama. A Yevama which is not dependent on the guy if he wants her or not. And there, the Torah is saying, she can only go up to Chalitza. So she's Eila le Chalitza, the Ino Ola le Yibam. Who could that be? The Ezuzu Chayve Lavin. So that would be Chayve Lavin. So it's telling you that Chayve Lavin, and it's the way he's understanding it now, is that this is actually an Isser D'Oraisa. Not that there's, in other words, Rav here has been quoted by Rav Gittel. There's a new halacha of a Yavama who is not Chayeves and Yibum. Amazing. She's a Yavama only vis-a-vis the Chiev of Chalitza. Tremendous Kiddush. Everything is the same. She put it as if he didn't want. So wait a second. I mean, if that's true, then we could have said the same thing about Chayve Kritut. I mean, it's saying there a Yavama who cannot get Yibum gets Chalitza. Isn't that what it's saying? So why do we say all the time, if she's not Chayavis in Yibum, she's not Chayavis in Chalitza? Now, I mean, this seems to be challenging that very fundamental halakha that we had all the way back to the beginning of the Masechta. So let's say Chayavik Krisis. Oh, no, no, you can't say Chayavik Krisis. It says, Im lo yachpotza ish lakachat. It leaves it up to him. If he doesn't want to take her, mashma hakafetz, had he wanted to, he could have. So it was up to him. Which tells me that only in such a case where he could have, if he had wanted to, been the Abimer, only there is there a Chiyuv of Chalitza. But if not, there's no Chiyuv of Chalitza. So that means that The case over here is the klal that we've had all along. Kol ha'ola le'yibum ha'ola le'kalitza, v'chol she'in ha'ola le'yibum in ha'ola le'kalitza. It's telling you very clearly. Either you can go for the whole thing, the whole 9 yards, or nothing. So if there's no yibum, there's no chalitza. What? But you just said chayvei lavim or not like that. Yochi chayvei lavim not. No, I showed you that there's a special pasuk, the altaye vimto, to tell me that there's two separate dinim of yibum. There's the general halach of yibum, which is dependent on the person's ability and his decision. Either he wants it or he doesn't want it. Im lo yachpots. But there is a special case where the avama goes only for chalitza, not for yibum. So how do you know which one is which? So then I mean, if you tell me chayvei lavim, or Rabbi Rachman Yevimta, the Torah added that extra word. Nu. So umara'ita. So how do you know? To use the extra word to say the chayvei lav, that does require the chalitza, but the yisur karet, that doesn't require anything. I'm going to look at it as a woman who is completely excluded is a new special pasuk yevimta. There is yevimta where we understand obviously she can't be oila for yibum. So the whole meaning of that yevimta is chalitza. Hashem ken a lav. I mean, let's look at it that at least a lav, I mean, yibum would be chal. No, the way to look at it is like this. It's mistaver, it's much more mistaver to say that since chayvei lavim, tafsi bu kedushin, let's say this guy would have taken the almana, the iser. He would have taken the mamzeret, the iser. Would the yibum have been a kosher yibum? Yeah. Because there is nothing that prevents the kinyan of being chal except for an isur karet. But an isur lav doesn't prevent the chalot of a kiddushin of an ishut. So if he takes her as an isha, illicitly, but it's still a kosher ishut. So to that extent, we can view it as an extension of the idea of im lo yachpots. Because he really could do it, except he doesn't want to be over the isur. But he could. I mean, if he went ahead and was over the isur, so he would have also been able to be miyabe. Comes along, in that case, the third to say, oh, such a woman never felt a yibum, she only felt a chalitza. Which means that midiraisa, the way he's understanding it now, of Gittel Amarab, there is no yibum in that case. And then in fact, if he had been miyabimer, so then he would be over also on the isur of Eishas. Ah, she never felt the yibum. Wow, that's an amazing kiddush. So chayvei lavim tafsibu kedushin, chayvei krisis lo tafsibu kedushin. Says Rava, excuse me, but doesn't it say Isser Mitzvah, the Isser Kedusha? Either of those, including the Lavim, Bo Aleha, Uchalatzla, Niftarat Sarata. Excuse me, it says over here, if the guy went ahead and he took her to Isser, and there were two women that had been married to the same brother who died, one of whom was Muteret, and he goes ahead and sees his chance to get the one he always wanted, but she was Asura on him, Vinisalab. Fine. So it's over. He did his job. He potted the Tzora. According to you, what do you mean he potted the Tzora? She was never able. You said that the Torah says there's a type of Yibum where there's no possibility of doing Yibum, only Chalitza. So why, if he did the Yibum B'diavad, is that Yibum kosher and makes the Tzora Ptura? You can't possibly get away with saying what you were saying. It doesn't mean, it says this both on Isser Mitzvah and on Isser Kedusha. So that means that includes the Isser Lav. It's not just on the Durabonon. The Yisakadaitach, if you're right with Gittel Amarav, that Chayvei Lav and Amiraisa only available for Chalitza, the Chalitza Ramya. They fall to Chalitza, but Le'ibum, Lo Ramya, they never fall for Yibum. So what's the point? King Barmea, so he took her. So, Amay Niftarat Sarata. He took a woman who wasn't chayav and yibum. What does that have to do with the other woman, the tzara, who was correctly married to the brother and could have been his yibama? How did she get putter? Because he went ahead and did something that is irrelevant. I mean, I had to give a chalitza, fine, but what he did, he slept with her, is completely irrelevant. So what do we care? Obviously, you're wrong. He figured out the answer himself, Rava. Whoops. This could easily be read for Rav Gittel Amarav as a Litzdodim Katan. Doesn't necessarily mean. Isra mitzvah and Isra kedusha both are going to be yotze. Maybe it's like this. In other words, ba'aleha is what it says. Ba'aleha ochalatzla. Those are two different cases. The ba'aleha is going on the Isra mitzvah, which is an Isra drabbana. Obviously, the Torah did not take Isra drabbana out of the parsha of Yibam. That would be ridiculous. So if he went ahead, it was over the drabbana, and he took the Isra drabbana, so that's it, okay. He did his job. He shouldn't have, but he did. And the Torah is now potter, and the Midrash, everything was taken care of. The other case, ochalatz, that's the case that's referring to the Isser, which is Kedusha, which is an Isser D'oraisa, there, you know, okay, so I, okay. I mean, I'm not saying I believe it, said Rava, but I can't ask it as a kasha. I mean, he could always turn, come around, Rav Gidla Marav, and claim that that's the way to read it. Isser mitzvah, Isser Kedusha, Bala for Isser mitzvah, Chalatzla for Isser Kedusha, in either of those cases, but only, not in the inverse, either of those cases, the Tzora would be Petura. Okay, but I have a better kash, okay? I have a better kash. Masif Rava, here's my kash. If you have a case of a Petsua Daka, or Chushavcha, in which both of the times we're talking about is Sri Saddam, so you have someone whose testicles are crushed, someone whose penis is torn, if it's a Sri Saddam that was caused by human intervention, it's a Issur D'oraisa for this guy to marry into the Kahal. And yet it says over here, Ol Choltzin, Ol Mit Yabin. This case of Sri Saddam defines the above two. It's not a third case. Okay? Tzuadaka or Kurushavcha, who are Sri Saddam. The Hazakain, and also an old man who is now incapable of having children. There's no problem. He could do Chalitza or Yibam, meaning if he did Chalitza or Yibam, it would be chal. Let me explain. Ketzad. It works in both directions, actually. Whether the husband was a kurushavcha or p'tzuadaka, or whether the miyabim, a brother, was the p'tzuadaka kurushavcha, it's still going to work. Let's look at it like this. We'll take two cases. Meitu v'lehem achim. If these guys die, now they're not really married Beheter, they're married Beheter, because they're not supposed to be living with a woman in that state. So if they die, V'lahem Achim, and they have brothers, V'lahem Nashim, and they die leaving over wives, V'yamdu Achim, V'yasu Ma'amah B'nishotehem, these brothers go and they do Maimer, or they do give a get, or they went ahead and they did Chalitza. We'll see later on that if you give a get to a Yavama, you create Isurim, even though she can't be Mutter with the get. Or they do chalitza. Look, the bottom line is, mashasu asu. I mean, it all causes halakhic implications, as the case may be, as we'll see later on. But what's important over here is, v'im ba'alu kanu. If lamaisa, the brothers, I mean, Stosis points out, im ba'alu doesn't mean if. It means, even l'chatchila, they don't have an iser. The fact that the husband, who is now deceased, was a psuadaka is not the business of the yavam. So therefore, they can go ahead and do a regular yibam. But the opposite is also true. If in a case where in the meisu achim, how about the other way around? How about if the brothers who were not now maimed, so they die, and now these p'tzuadak or kurushavcha, they get up and they do maimer b'nishotayam, or they get a get, or they do chalitza, Masha asu asu v'im ba'alu kanu. If they went ahead and did yibam, which they shouldn't have done, because they're usur with an issur d'oraisa of sleeping with a normal woman who's a member of the kahal, so but lamaisa they would be kona, but they can't keep the yavama that they were kona usur l'kaima nishum shenema lo yavot tzuadaka, because the tzuadaka cannot come to kal Hashem. Now, excuse me, Rav Gidla Marav, I don't get it. According to you, if according to you, when somebody is an Isser Lav, there is no mitzvah yibum midyoraisa, there's only a mitzvah chalitza, so why does it say if they were ba'alu, they were kanu? Am I kanu? Therefore, forget this whole business. Rav Gidla Marav is wrong. The reason that the case that we said earlier, that we should go ahead and do chalitza,
and not Yibum, and we don't say Eses Dercha Leisase in a case of an Almana from the Erison, or in all these cases, Mamzer and Nesina and so on, all these cases, where there's only a lav, the answer is, I'll tell you, there's always an Es and a Leisase. All of the Yisurim is an Es and Leisase. That's what I say. So Almanim and Erison is also an Es and Leisase. Because it says, Kedoshim Yulei Elohim. That Kedoshim Yulei Elohim means they have to be holy. And if, therefore, they would take an Isser, an Almana, they wouldn't be holy. We have the Isser plus the Mitzvah Isser. Ah, come on, says the Gemara. I mean, so you could say the same thing about the Yisrael with the Mamzeres. When it's, you know, what are you going to say over there? They're going to be stuck. Doesn't say Kedoshim Yulei Elohim. You're going to still have to answer me, and why do we not say Esedokalotas by Mamzeres Venesina, and then we're going to go back to the beginning anyway. So you might as well find an answer that answers both. Says, well, I have an answer that answers both. On all cases, including even in Yisrael, that it says, Ki'aniya Hashem Elokeichem Yizkadishtem V'yisim Kedoshim Ki'kadashani, I mean, the whole opening, the Parshas Kedoshim, so all of the Arayats are going to be violations of a Mitzvah Saseh. Well, I mean, if you're going to say that, everything kalatera kula. I mean, where do we get the idea that es dercha leisase? Kalatera kula says he's kadishtem, he's in kadeshim. So there's always an es and a leisase. How can you be over ever to take an asay to be dercha leisase? That's crazy. Of course, it doesn't mean that. So kalatera kula would be an es and a leisase. Dechsiv is kadishtem. Says Rava. Okay, that's a good point. Okay, back to drawing board. Here's what I say. The truth is, actually, an Almanim and an Erison would fall to Yibam. Now, I'll bet you're wondering why the Mishnah says she can't get Yibam, right? I'll tell you why. Because not everyone will know the difference. So it's a Gezerah, Almanam and Erosin, up to Almanam min HaNisu'im. Okay, well, very nice Gezerah. Can we get on to the next case, which is a little more interesting? The Mamzeret. Okay, what about that? Esedokalosasa. Why can't he be Miyabed the Mamzeret? What about that case? Oh, that case, okay. That case is a Gezerah, another Gezerah. Mamzeret, another Gezerah. Yezera b'makom mitzvah, to shalom b'makom mitzvah. Look, I mean, people see somebody going ahead, marrying a mamzeres. No, I guess it's okay to marry a mamzeres. So we might end up disturbing people's sense of the isser involved in a mamzeres, so we don't want to go ahead and say esedokalos. But it's only drop on yezera. Really? Oh, maybe an eishes achiv mi'aviv should not get yibum. Because, I mean, people might think an eishes achiv mi'imo should get yibum. Of course, this doesn't mean we'll cancel Yibum completely. What it means is a case where it's only Eishes Achiv Mi'aviv. We should insist there has to be a full brother to get Yibum. Because we allow a half-brother, so people aren't going to make the difference between a half-brother from a father, a half-brother from a mother. They'll think even a half-brother from a mother is Chayav Yibum, they're going to be over on an Issa Kores. So how come we don't say that Achim have to be both Mina Av and Mina En? You're worried about Gezeres like that? Man, everybody knows that, Allah, come on. I mean, that's what the whole Megillas Rus is about. Yibum b'nachala tala rachmanim. Obviously, everybody knows nachala is the issue of Yibum. Yeshua achim yachadav. Not only yeshiva achas, the same home. You have a Yerusha. They're going to share in Yerusha. I mean, what idiot doesn't know that? So, everybody knows. Okay, how about this? Isha she'ein la banim. How about a woman who doesn't have children should not ever get Yibum? Because people might think a woman who does have children should also get Yibum. What about that? That Tosfos says, obviously, again, I mean, that would mean that we're canceling Yibum. I mean, we certainly don't have a covenant to cancel Yibum. Says Tosfos, it means a woman who doesn't have children now, but had. People don't realize that it's all dependent on the current status. So therefore, if there were, in any case, if there were children, they might get mixed up and think that even a woman who currently has children should get Yibum. So we should answer a woman who ever had children from ever getting yibum. How come nobody ever heard of that, Gezerah? Whatever, people get confused. Either way, right? B'chaye b'ala. The Parshat, the Mitzvah says the only real Gezerah would be b'chaye b'ala. So he's trying to find a case where it would like really make sense. So b'chaye b'ala. She had a child 20 years ago. So then she shouldn't fall to yibum. No, says the Gemara. Now everybody knows that. Nobody's that stupid. I mean, the Bonim Tola Rachmana. We know that the Torah was tailored the whole thing in the fact that her husband had children. Everybody knows that if he died without children, it all depends on the current circumstances. Okay? How about Eshet Achiv Shelo Haya Be'olamo? An Eshet Achiv Shehaya Be'olamo should never get Yibum because we should be afraid of confusing it from an Eshet Achiv Shelo Haya Be'olamo. How about that? Because people are going to know the difference. But this also seems to cancel Yibam totally, right? So, okay. Tosfos says here, it's a little far-fetched, but Tosfos says, Eshesach Shaloyah Ba'olamo means, in a case where there was a brother that had been, nobody ever knew he existed, and he suddenly comes into port, and wow, we didn't know he had a brother. That's similar to Eshesach Shaloyah Ba'olamo. We should gaze at that kind of thing. Right. Doesn't mean we should cancel Yibam totally.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm trying to rush ahead over here today because we have people coming into the other church. Mida yadia. Everybody knows. It says be yeshiva tola rachmana. The Torah says ki yeshvu achim yachtov. The Torah makes it dependent on yeshiva achas. Mida yadia. What idiot doesn't know that? Okay. Kol anashim lo tityabena. Gezeirah mishum haylanis. How can we be miyabim a woman? Meaning, any woman that had never had children at all in her life, not from this person, not from other person, we should be afraid that people will get her confused with a real islandess. And if they see that she gets yibum, they might give yibum to an islandess. But an islandess is going to be really an issue d'oraisa of an eshes ach. And how come we never heard of this gezerah, Rav? I mean, you're so big on these gezerahs. So what about that one? Well, islandess isn't so shticha. I mean, we don't have to make a gezerah for an islandess. Oh, but a mamzeres ben asina. Every other woman is a mamzeres ben asina. When was the last time you met a mamzeres? I mean, a real one. Mamzeres ben asina. It's not even a shticha, right? Ella Amarava. Okay, gone back to the boards. We'll start over again. Another explanation. The problem over here is to be mekai in the mitzvah of yibum. You only need one act of intercourse, right? Okay, now what? She's an Isra Lav. I mean, you would deicha the Lav of her being a mamzeres, okay? She reyotzi to your mitzvah, thank you very much. I suppose you're now going to leave and exit the scene. Well, what's the chances? I mean, it's more likely he's going to end up being over on the Yisra where he was already mekayim the mitzvah. And now it's not going to be esedocha losase. It's going to be pure losase time, right? So therefore, we have to answer all of these cases for the bia rishona or to bia shnia. And therefore, there's no way that we could rely on esedocha losase. Tosis points out. Now, not everybody agrees with Tosis, but Tosis points out. Look, if you want to get down into the mechanics of it, actually, you're yotze the mitzvah with insertion. Once you're past that stage, you're going to be over on a lotasa. So even the first bia is now going to be awesome. Okay, others argue and say that no, when the Torah was matir, even though you're biyotze with hara, but nonetheless, certainly the heter is to consummate the first bia. I mean, that's the whole point, why you b'char shete late and so on. So they don't agree with Tosfos. But anyway, certainly there's a problem over here bia shnia, and therefore, we can't let you. We can't be mocked.
Maybe it's a mitzvah until she becomes pregnant.
That we know it's not, but we'll see later
Yoshin
on.
Time,
the
said Yoshin time to cry.
Yeah, but we'll see later on in the Gemara. That's not true. So therefore, the gezerah be a rishana to be a shniya. Tanya nami hachi im ba'alu kanu be a rishana. And indeed, the Braisa points this out. Yes, if they had gone ahead and done the but it would have, she's asura because of an isra lav, so they were kaina. But that doesn't mean that they can keep her. Obviously, asura kaiman be biyashniya, which apparently is stressing exactly this point. But then Rava said, "Oh no, no, no! Oh, this is terrible! Oh, I made a big mistake! Big mistake! Sorry." Omer Rava v'tema Ravash, the whole thing is wrong. It's wrong, lav milsi, because what I said is completely wrong, because Reish Lakish said that kol makom shatam motzei aseh v'lo taaseh. Im ata yachol lekayem shneihem mutav, v'im lav yavo aseh v'yitches lo taaseh. So what am I thinking? Now what? So because you have a mitzvah saseh, therefore you should actually be able to go ahead. It's just that we're worried about the biyashniya. No, 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 not true. Because in this case there's an alternative. The only time you say aseh tochel lo taaseh is there's no alternative. But over here there's an alternative. The alternative is always chalitza. So over here, hakanami after the chalitza, if you're going to be using chalitza, that way you're going to be b'kayim the mitzvahs aseh. Because the Torah gave you an option of chalitza in all cases of yibum. And you're also going to be b'kayim the lo taaseh. Forget about biyashniya. I mean, even the biyashniya really is not aseh tochel lo taaseh. Because in this case, obviously the Torah intends that you should be able to go ahead and to do it that way, to do chalitza. Excuse me? Mainstream. And I said, but according to that, I mean, im balu kono. What that means is that midiraisa, there is, in fact, a mitzvah to go ahead and take them, right? So then that's a tiyufta. Because, I mean, Rava is saying, well, no, certainly the Torah never gave you a mitzvah even in such a case. Actually, he's right. I got it all wrong. But now we're saying, wait a second, Rava. If you're telling me that the Torah never gave you a mitzvah of Yibam in this case, because in a case where you have an option, so then why in Baal Ukana? The very question that you yourself asked on the original sheet of Abdul Amarav, I'm asking you. So why in Baal Ukana? According to this logic, there shouldn't be any Baal Ukana. Because it says, it's weird. I mean, Rava himself had asked that question on Rav Gittel HaMarav. Like, what was he thinking? There's another issue over here which allows us to understand maybe a little bit of what he was thinking. Rashi says, it's not only a tiyufta on Rava, it's a tiyufta on Reish Lakish. What's the tiyufta on Reish Lakish? Because if Reish Lakish is saying that the din is that there's no esed derech alayis aser where there's an option, so how come in Baal Ukana? Shouldn't be in Baal Ukana. Now, Lamaisa, there's an easy way for Reish Lakish to get out of it, which is to say that Chalitza is not an option. Since when did Chalitza become an equal option to Yibam? Chalitza may just be a Ptur. It may not be a way of being Yotzei the Chiyav of Yibam. So how are we so certain that we would view Chalitza as an option in cases of Yibam? Rebbe is the one who extended Reish Lakish's case to include Chalitza in a case of Yibam. Who's to say Reish Lakish would even agree with him? So you can't say to you have to the Reish Lakish. Well, that's what the Torah says in Lo Yachpots. But basically, what? That was based on the pasuk Lo Yachpots Hachafetz. He would be able to. But now you're telling me Hachafetz, he wouldn't be able to, because he's got this other option, right? Now, obviously, the initial, what Rava was thinking about, Lechatchila, was why we wouldn't allow the Yibum to go ahead. We're pointing out to him, now wait a second, if you're telling me that Be'etzim, there's no Esedoch HaLosase at all, and that Chalitza really is an option, then you're saying the same thing as Rav Gittel HaMarav. You're saying that there exists a Yibum that has implications only vis-a-vis Chalitza, not vis-a-vis Yibum. That's what Rav Gittel HaMarav said. The only difference between you is that Rav Gittel HaMarav learned it out from the extra word Yivim Tov. That there's a whole other type of Yibum, and you're saying, Mitzad HaSvara, if they Nesedoch HaLosa said, where does they ever say that I don't get Chalitza? It would be a catch-22. If I don't get Chalitza, then I would be Nesedoch HaLosa said. So therefore it must be that Chalitza is an option. So, but don't you understand that what you're saying, therefore, is Rav Gittel HaMarav? That's what it boils down to. In which case, we can ask on you the same question of Vim Ba'alu Kano. But why it is that Rav's initial response was, I'm not coming, I'm just coming to say why we don't allow you to do Yibum. We don't allow you to do Yibum because we tell you to do Chalitza. It's only after the Gemara analyzes, but then if that's the case, then we can ask for the Imbaluk. So indeed the Tiyufta over here may very well be not like Rashi, but may be a Tiyufta only on Rava, not a Tiyufta on Reish Lakish, where Reish Lakish is still, what he's saying is still 100% true. And in fact, we generally take Reish Lakish in many sugyas, this halacha, that if it's Efshel Lekayim Shneya, then certainly you should do it as Efshel Lekayim Shneya. We don't view Chalitza as being the option where you were supposed to leave. Very good, gentlemen. It's been a pleasure. So then possibly it's not actually a kayim shem. Should we do a zoom, zoom, zoom? According to this,
Beheter.
I mean, it's only according to that one teretz of Rava, which he was forced to give up on. Yeah. And he was forced to give up on that from the kashas of the mamzeres and of the sea. Is that Moshe? Couldn't be Moshe Andel. I'm telling you, my glasses are really bad. All the way from Beit Shemesh. Amazing. Kalal, okay, let's just do it first. Kalal, Rubi, Avamakal, She, Yisura, Yisura, Valo, Kalat, Velo, Mitya, Bemet. Yisura, Mitzvah, Yisura, Kedusha, Kalat, Velo, Mitya, Bemet. Achutashi, Yivim, Tach, Kalat, Velo, Mitya, Bemet. Yisura, Mitzvah, being watched. Yom, Bidivay, Sofim, Yisura, Kedusha, being what? Aman alakoyin gadol, grusha v'chalutz alakoyin idiot, mamzeret v'netina l'Yisrael, bat Yisrael etino mamzer. Now, klal. What's the klal latiyim? Mayom erafram bar papa latiyat sarat alanit kravasi. They say just the opposite. The stress in the Mishnah is, kol shi isura isur erva. Only that case of the asira, but of the tzara. Because again, we view all the Mishnayas as continuing the first Mishnah. Hallo isura isur erva, but some other problem? Sarat alohasira, what would that be, mamayit? Amarat from that would be mamayit, sarat alohasira. The loker of us. Achotashi yivim, achota deman. Ilema, what? Achota yisur mitzvah? I mean, miniraita, ram yakame. So then he's going to end up being pagaba chotzku kato, miniraisa. Ela achota yisur erva, with his bechlal nochi of miniraisa. Yisur mitzvah, shniot midivrei sofrim. And why do we call it yisur mitzvah? Om Rabbi Mitzvah Lishmur Divrei Chachamim. Yisur Kedushah, Manal Kohen Gaur, Gurush Vechamut Sam Kohen Hedit. Why call it Yisur Kedushah? Diftiv Kedoshim Yuvei Elohim. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda actually is Machlik. Yisur Mitzvah Zah, Manal Kohen Gaur, Gurush Vechamut Sam Kohen Hedit. Ve'amai Korela Yisur Mitzvah, Dixiv Eila HaMitzvot, in the introduction of the Kohen. Yisur Kedushah, Shniot Min Yivrei Sofrim, Amai Korela Yisur Kedushah. I guess call him a kind divrei chachamim nikra kadosh. I'm like, Rav, but that's a real understatement. Because ain't a kind divrei chachamim what kadosh lo mikre, rosh hanami lo mikre. Elam Rav, the point is that the rabbana, the takana, in these cases is always begetter kadesh atzvacha b'mutar lach, and therefore the takana is essentially an act of kedusha. So you're saying it doesn't matter. Ben anisuin, ben ayerasin. I mean, bishlam ben anisuin. I understand why there's no. As the dochalotas said, because it's both an asse and a lotas and as the dochalotas and asse. But mina erisin, that's just a regular lotas, yova sevitka lotas. Omer of Gidalam Arab, special gilo yakro, Omer krov al tayivim to ashara, she'in tamad loma yivim to, since you just said a moment ago, yivim to. So therefore we repeat it to tell me that there is yeshra yavama cheret, that indeed is olala kalitzavin olala yibum ezizu, ha, chai velavim. How do you know it's Chavi Lav? Maybe it's Chavi Kris? No! Omar Kohen, lo yachpotzi shlakachat. Mashmet's up to him. I mean, hakafetzi be able to. That teaches us, so kol ha'ol le'yibum, ha'ol le'kalitza. Kol she'in ha'ol le'yibum, ha'in ha'ol le'kalitza. I understand, but so then Chavi Lav. I just told you, Rabbi Rak wanted to give him to. Umara Hita, how do you know which one to choose? What's the smart, no? I mean, Chavi Lav, we're tapsi per kedushin. Chavi Kritut, lo tapsi per kedushin. Therefore, she should be excluded entirely from the whole deal. Matzi brother, Yisra mitzvah, Yisra kedusha, bo alea ol cholatza, I assume in either of the above, niftar atzarata. According to Abdil Amarav, it's not that the chayvi lavin midirais, the chalitza ramya, le yibam lo ramya. So what do you mean? Ki bo alea, am I niftar atzarata? Ho mozi vila bo vifarikla? Maybe it's lit study. Maybe bo alea is a reference to Yisra mitzvah, it's only drabbanon. Or cholatza, a reference to Yisra kedusha, what the Torah indeed was b'mayer. But, I got a better question. Matzi brother. How about the case of a Tzodaka Kushovka, both of them are Sri Saddam? Or a Zarkin? This Zarkin is really not meaningful over here, because obviously, no Yisroel on a Zarkin. Ol Chotzin, Ol Miyadmi. What do we mean? Either direction. Let's say these guys, the Tzodaka dies, and they have Achim, and they have wives. V'amdu Achim v'asum ma'amai b'nishlatayem. V'natnu get, v'chotzu, v'asum asum, imbal v'konu. The other way around, meitu Achim v'amdu heim, v'asum ma'amai b'nishlatayem. V'natnu get, v'chotzu, again, v'asum asum asum. As a matter of fact, even imbal v'konu, but also l'kaimu, mishum shenema lo yavob Tzodaka b'kal Hashem. Now, Yisak, daitach. As Rav Gidol Amarat said, the Chayvi Lava Midya rises only lechaditza Ramya. But le Yibum lo Ramya, what do you mean? Balu Kanu. Why? El Amarava, okay. Manamin Erison actually is also an Esvalo Sesser. That's the point. Because it says, Kedoshim Yor Elohim. You know, what about Mamzeres for the Sinema Yikilamema? It says, Vizkadishtem. It's a Kalatar Kula. It says, Vizkadishtem. You're already over twice. So, it should be the whole thing. So as the velusasu, the chivis kadishta, elo amarova, gzeira almanim in a harrison, ota almanim in a nisuin. Oh yeah, what are you going to say about mamzeres from the scene? Mike, remember? Gzeira b'malka mitzvah, t'shuva b'malka mitzvah. What are you going to say about eshes achim milavi? Why should she be misyavin? Why don't we say it's gzeira mishum eshes achim miyimo? No, yeah, everybody knows that yibu b'nachva talarach manamili yadia. How about an eshes shein labonim lo tekiabin? Gzeira mishum eshes eshes labonim. Everybody knows b'bonim talarach manam. How about Eshet Achim Shaloi Abba Olamo Lo Tityabim? Gzer Mishom Eshet Achim Shaloi Abba Olamo. Everybody knows be Yeshiva Tal Rachmana, please, Midi Yadiyah. Okay, Kol Anashim Lo Tityabimna. Gzer Mishom Islandis. Islandis is Lo Shkich, we don't worry about an Islandis. And a Mamzer from the Sina is the Shkich, it's not a Lo Shkich. Ela Amarava, okay. The real problem, why we don't allow it, Gzer Abir Rishon Ata Bir Shniya. Tanya Nami Achi, in balu kanu bebiyarishana. However, surla kaiman bebiyashniya. Afterwards, Rava said, "Oh my God, the whole thing there was not even a problem." Lav miyosi diamri. The Amri shlokish kol makom shata motzei aseh velo taseh. Im atoyo kol kaiyem shneyem mutav. Im lav only then yavo aseh v'itchel lo taseh. And every case of yibum is by definition harchanami efshe bechalitza, where you would be mekayim the aseh and you wouldn't be over in a lo taseh. But then if that's the case, you're not chayim in yibum at all. So why im balu kanu to yufta? It's been a great pleasure.
And therefore that point, the assumption is that not...